This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Each government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things to talk about on this 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're riding it. Enjoy the ride. Well, you know, it's just never ending, is it? Global dominance. Agenda 21 Radio News. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We cannot forget about newcaliforniastate.com. The state that is the state movement that's the only legitimate state movement that's constitutionally approved. Anyway, that's another thing. We'll be talking about that in the third hour. And in the second hour, Scott Bennett will be here because he's put out a video that, clears up a lot of things relative to Donald Trump, the Russian investigation, Russia, and of course the lies, the absolute despicable lies that have been told by the left. Scott will be with us, and he will be, of course, straightening out those despicable lies by the left. And, you know, it's just amazing. In alternative media, we've been recognizing the totalitarianism. We've been saying that word now at the intro to this show. 8 years now? Wow, that's just amazing to me. It's been that long since we started uttering those words. I think we started saying it, actually, during the Inside Education show, which we did for years. And then it just sort of the natural migration. And it ended up being the intro lines, of course, because that's what we do here. We're stopping totalitarianism. It's all about stopping the United Nations Agenda for the 21st Plan, which is a dictatorship that's a champion, of course, Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, the Marxists and the Nazis and the religionists. They all want to be totalitarians because that's all they know, right? That's all they know is to be totalitarians. So anyway, we left that line in there because, you know, it's kind of interesting. I was offered a couple of contracts to go, you know, to be syndicated. And they wanted me to drop that line because it was too, quote, pejorative. I said, well, that's a signature line of the show. It's going to stay, and I'll stay in digital. And then, you know, of course, I was in terrestrial too, but, you know, it's just the terrestrial thing just got to be really overburdened. It really did, because you have to deal with different owners and things like that. And syndication would have been good, but not good for me and not good to what we wanted to do here on Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, so now having said that, let's dive into the news. So this hour we're going to be talking about, well, as you know, Barbara Bush was laid to rest on Saturday. And as these things go, she was, I believe, 92 and George Bush is 93 or 94. As these things go, usually, and you've heard this is, it happened this way for my parents, and, you know, usually it, when you lose one, you lose the other. And it looks like right now, the headlines on Drudge and other places is that Bush holds on to life. Yeah, George Bush is in the hospital. He's clinging to life. He has some sort of, we've had this problem with him before, like he's, you know, our dad or something. But just in watching blood, apparently some sort of blood infection that he's been struggling with. It says here, this is coming from the Houston Chronicle. It says, a day after his beloved wife Barbara was laid to rest, former President George H.W. Bush was admitted to a Houston hospital on Sunday. So, being admitted on Sunday, it says here that an infection had spread to his bloodstream. It says, on Sunday, for treatment of an infection, it spread to his bloodstream. Okay. It says, but he was improving. So he's 93 years old. It says, Bush spokesman Jim McGrath revealed the 41st president's hospitalization on Twitter just before Monday. Following a weekend of events celebrating the life of Barbara Bush, President Bush was admitted to the Houston Methodist Hospital yesterday morning after contracting an infection that spread to his blood, McGrath wrote. He is responding to treatment and appears to be recovering. We will issue additional statements, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he's looking forward to going to the East Coast, Kennebunkport, which is the traditional Bush family home. He's going to be going there. So anyway, that's something that is really, really, you know, this is what happens, you know, life and death. You know, parents bring us into the world and parents show us how to leave the world. That's the way I look at it. And with dignity, both my parents died with dignity. They died at home. And, you know, that's one thing about dying with dignity and not suicide. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. You know, I will honor your opinion too, but that's my opinion. Anyway, so this is something that we all, of course, respect and everything, the office of the president that he held, and wish them the best. Okay, now, having gotten through that, we got a whole host of other things going on. Looks like Pompeo is going to be the Secretary of State. Now, I watched the hearing last night. It was a subcommittee, Senate subcommittee, Intelligence Committee, and they were looking at Pompeo, and it came down to a split vote. And it was interesting to watch the whole proceeding. I was watching it on Facebook. Nobody else was covering it except Facebook. And actually, it was a Fox Facebook live stream is what it was. Okay, so shout out to Fox for that. I just now crawled into my little head about that. Anyway, so Fox came in with that, and it was interesting to watch the proceedings because they went down to a 11-10 vote, except one person had a proxy vote, and they couldn't allow with the Senate rules a proxy vote, so it was 10-10. And in order to get the proxy vote, the individual would have to come back. I'm going to explain this in a little bit, probably, I think, in the third hour. They had to get another senator to go along and with the, on the Democratic side, and they did. And, of course, that allowed Pompeo to be successfully endorsed by the committee. Now, this is kind of interesting because this would have been the first time in 70-some years or something like that, that a Secretary of State nominee would not have been endorsed by the committee. Now, this is not a good thing. But apparently they have the votes on the Democratic side to allow that to happen in the full Senate. So that, but again, it was going to be a B-slap. Anything that this president does and wants, and of course, you go back and you look at the history of various members that have become Secretary of State, Colin Powell, he passed, listen, he got Senate approval 100-0. Even Hillary Clinton was something like 94-6 or something like that. So, you know, it's whatever the president's decision and prerogative wants is usually what the Senate gives, but not Donald Trump. This is my point about this. We'll talk about the proxy vote and all this in a little, the third hour. It's not about, and this is my point about this, it is about it's Donald Trump. And the Democrats are, and they're not Democrats anymore, in my opinion. Where is the Democratic Party anymore? It's no longer here. It's a totalitarian, socialist, Marxist group of people. Just like in Red Army, the book Red Army. You need to read it. It came out in 2009. Absolutely. It's Aaron Klein's book. Excellent book that tells why the Democratic Party is the way it is today. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay. Now, there's a little cultural thing came in just now. Well, actually, it's kind of just I said that. I got a text. I'm sure it's from one of my listeners. Anyway, okay. So, Kanye West, right? A little cultural thing. I just cannot let this go because I was right in the midst of watching this cultural explosion back in the day. And back in the day, we're talking about what was going on. What was going on with rap music? Now, those of you that are into rap music, I'm not really a rap music guy. I understand, you know. This is the way it was with me with rap music. I'm a rock and roller. I'm a heavy metal freakazoid, one of those kind of guys. I just, you know, bam, bam, headbanger. That's what some people might call me. I might be put into that kind of category. Now, having said that, here is the deal. Is that I really, truly believe that if you want to have real good music, then what you really need to do is you need to really step up and listen. Go back to the classics. Go back to the roots of music and understand it so that you understand about rap, because it's not music. That's my opinion. It was my opinion then, and I strongly believe it today. I don't believe rap music is music. Okay. It's just not. It's some of it plays the music gig, if you know what I mean, but it's not really necessarily music. Now, a lot of people would really disagree. Big time musicians and orchestral people and things like that would certainly agree. Now, I do like some of the rhyming and things like that can kind of come along with it. And I know everybody was back in the day saying, "Oh, it's a great way to teach English." Really, like Ubonics, that kind of English. No, at least I come from the education field. So, and I was watching this cultural, I guess you would say, this cultural mix coming into the 80s, right? Rap and then hip-hop and all this other stuff, starting to kind of fill some voids, I guess you can say. And one of the things that really, really hit me, now, remember where I come from. I was a school administrator. One of the parts of my being a vice principal was to be in charge of student activities and athletics. So I had a big world, you know. It's a full time. Talk about a full time. It was really kind of two full time jobs in one. So I had student leadership kids, and we would plan all the organizations and events and so on at the school for the kids, you know, like assemblies and dances and things like that. So when I first started and really being involved with the dances in the 80s and supervision and things like that, and you know, getting my wings, so to speak. As a school administrator, I was noticing that there was, the dances were, kids were dancing together. You know, boys and girls, they're coupling up and dancing. You know, it was a dance, like a real dance, as couples. And they actually hold each other and stuff like that during slow dances. I mean, it's fast dances and slow dances. And you had all kinds of different dance things. And go back to the flapper era. Let's go to our own America. The flapper era in the 20s and 30s. And then, of course, big band and swing. And then we get into rock and roll. Oh, yeah, Elvis Presley with all the movement of the hips and all that good stuff, right? And there's country. It's always been country. Country has kind of evolved into the old rock and roll and country together, the mix and everything, because you get the big band, big rock thing kind of going on. They kind of blend themselves very well together. Okay, so now we get this situation where in the 80s, all of a sudden, things started to change. And I noticed it out on the dance floor of the dances that we would have. Repetitively, dances, you know, we'd have a dance a month. So there's 9 dances right there. Then you have your formal dances on top of that. So, you know, you got homecoming and winter formal and prom, right? Well, and everybody would do the dance. Then finally, around 1986, 1987, we started getting these DJs that started pumping in rap. And so I'm like going, wait a minute. You know, you couldn't, you know, decipher some of the language and some of the early stuff. It was really terrible. And then all of a sudden, I'm going, wait a minute. After about the first 4 or 5 of these songs, I walked over to the guy and says, what's with the F word all the time and talking about the B's and H's, the hoes? What about all that stuff? The misogyny. I mean, it was just coming out all over. So I banned it. I said, no more rap. No more rap. That was it. First time it ever happened. But one of the things I did notice, that as rap and hip-hop came in, there was no more pairing up as couples. Everybody just kind of stood around and kind of acted cool, but no dancing. They'd get in their little cluster of groups on the dance floor, but no dancing. Because, you know, it's really kind of hard to dance to rap, right? I know you can do your break dancing and all that stuff, you know, get the big bass thing going on and all that. I understand. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the social fiber, if you will, of high school dances was starting to disintegrate right before my very eyes. Now that was in the, well, let's say 87, 88-ish. And then by 89 and 90, rap was becoming pretty pervasive with the secondary kids, the high school kids, which is, of course, being expected. So, and it was, of course, absolutely filthy, foul-mouthed talk, in my opinion. And everything was celebrating the bees and the hoes and the criminal. That's what was happening. So we saw this, I guess you would say, musical lawlessness that was permeating the society. It was happening, like I said, right before my very eyes with the students that I was working with. And we have these discussions in student council. Like, why do we do this? So the kids themselves started to regulate and monitor it and said, well, you know, that isn't good. It isn't good that we don't have the dancing thing going on. And then you got the rave thing going on, all these raves going on. And they wanted to mimic that with the big loud music and the big, you know, all, that whole thing. And I said, no, I can't do that either. But I left it up to the kids' discretion as to what to do about these dance things. And they solved the problem. They said, no more rap. They do hip-hop and stuff like that, but there was no rap business, and certainly nothing. And the DJs were all told, you play rap, you don't get paid. That's the way it works. So they didn't play rap. Now, of course, our kids, though, and this is a credit to them, they saw this, and they said, that isn't going to be good for unity of the school. I said, that's right, it's not. So they would go to all different ends to play music that was appropriate to them, researching it outside the bounds of rap, and they did. But if you go to other schools, you'd see it right away. And even today, if you play rap music and you have a so-called, quote, school, how many schools really have school dances anymore? See, all that stuff has been an attack at the secondary school level. Just, it kind of reminds me of what I've seen as a result now in secondary schools, the manipulation of the secondary schools. How? Oh, it's through gun control. We've had a lot of school shootings in 1999 with Columbine, of course. The 19th anniversary was just the other day. Hitler's birthday, by the way, is April 20th, the same day as the Columbine. And, of course, Klebold and Harris chose that date. Excuse me. Yeah, I have to have a cup of brew. It was just handed to me. They chose that date to celebrate Hitler's birthday. So here we go. Gun control and walkouts all around the nation and secondary kids who don't dance together anymore because of rap, having a lot of their culture destroyed over the years. And now you have a whole host of educators and so on that are trained in Marxist ideology. And naturally, it's okay for the school in which there's compulsory education for everybody to walk out. In other words, the rebellion over the last 20 years has gotten worse. And you can just see it in the kids. That's why they decided they're going to walk out. They're going to be in charge of their schools. Defiance of authority. It's only going to get worse unless we stop it. We'll be right back. Anyway, is Trump turning wraparound? We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, history of music. It's, gosh, where do you start with that? You really, it's worth your while to, there's a couple of books out there. I use Bornstein's The Creator. I think that's one of the best books that describes music, especially Western civilization music, which is interesting. And, you know, if you go down and take a look at music as a whole, and you go back in human history, there's always been music of some sorts, you know. But the era that we live in, which is Western music, Western art music, is it gave rise after so many things. I'm not going to get into the whole thing because we only have a few minutes to talk about this. So how do you condense all this in just a few minutes? But Western civilized music, so to speak, in the study of music history, is called musicology, just like biology. Musicology, get it? Bio, meaning life, study. Musicology, music study, get it? Okay, so you get it. You get it. Okay. It's a science all into itself, actually. So the study of music or music history is very rich. I would suggest if you have not taken a music appreciation class, I did that in college, my freshman year, art and music appreciation, and I found it very fascinating. Of course, I played instruments from the clarinet to the saxophone to the cornet to the trumpet to the drums. Oh, yeah, the drums. Well, of course, that's where I settled. So music has been a part of my life, my early, and my children as well. You know, kids growing up around music and real music, classical music in particular, playing the cello or singing is something that is really, really, I think, important for kids to learn. This is the thing. Since the attack on our culture really began in the 80s, and this is from my standpoint, we have seen these programs in our education system decimated. Now, I'm going to run through some series of programs that have been absolutely since the 80s in America. Now, not in all parts of America. Certainly in California, though. Certainly in California. In the 80s, we started to see a decimation of the music and arts programs. That's just a fact. It turned out that the music and arts programs were being singled out as too expensive in a lot of school districts. And, of course, other programs that were too expensive because the pinch was being felt, especially here in California, at the capital level, they were squeezing school districts for their money. They weren't giving them all the money they were supposed to get. So school districts, you know, said, well, you know, some money's better than none, and I know the states, they're stealing from us, and we should probably go after that money, but they wouldn't. So programs started to suffer throughout the school districts, and music and art and shop classes, you know, the manual arts, the hand mechanics and things like that, where you learn with your hands. And, you know, gee whiz, when you learn with your hands, your mind grows. What a concept. All those programs started to be cut out. So music started to dwindle away in the 90s. Really away by then. It started to accelerate in the 90s. Along with every other program that would, you know, that was considered an art program, a manual arts, like building with your hands and things like that, auto shops, thing, to the point now in California, there are very, very few musical programs collectively by comparison to what we used to have in the 70s and 80s. Some school districts are better than others. Now, in the district I was in the early 90s, we had 350 members of the band in two of the high schools I was in. I mean, it was fantastic. And, of course, the band directors were absolutely superb band directors. Now, don't talk about their personalities. Which, you know, I love you band directors, but, you know, you are a little quirky. But to have a band of substantial size like that is really a neat thing. But then also to see that these programs have suffered and gone away in most cases in most schools is devastating to our culture, just like rap music was devastating to our culture. Does that make sense? It's devastating to our culture. Now, lo and behold, and I wanted to get into the whole, I would love to do, I'm going to bring on some guests to just talk about music appreciation and Western music in particular, you know, starting with Gregorian chants and things like that. And if you've ever been in any of the cathedrals, and again, the reasons why cathedrals are cathedrals is because there were no audio programs around. There were no microphones back in the day. In order to hear something and be acoustically correct, and by the way, go to some, if you ever get a chance to go to some of these cathedrals, you don't need a microphone. You can sit in the back and hear people clearly. It's the architecture of the building. See, music lent itself to great architecture. See, that's just one little thing. I'm giving you just one thing about this, the outspringing of music giving you something. And it's the same with rap music. What did it give our society and our culture? What did it do? How to be misogynistic? How to be wanting to pop the cops? What are we doing today? Popping the cops. What do we do with women? The bees and the hoes. What do we do with them? All being programmed into our kids over the last 20 years. So here we are, 2018, and we're popping the cops. the bees and the hoes. All this stuff, this denigration of our culture and stuff, that's what music, so-called music, as rap, gave us and has given us. Now, having said that, here is the salient point behind all this. Is we now have a president who's having real influences on not just the economy, but also the culture. Now, he's a cultural man. He gets it. You know, he did The Apprentice and all this other stuff. He had all these pageants and ceremonies. He understands the cultural influence of things. Now, here you have Kanye West. Kanye West to Hot 90s morning host Ebro. I love Donald Trump. This is what he said. This is his statement just the other day. In just a matter of days, Kanye West single-handedly won the hearts of hip-hop purists with his evocative tweets and hearty promises about producing new albums for Push T Nas on April 23rd. West quashed any hope of him returning back to the old Kanye when Hot 97 Ambrose Darden revealed that the Chicago lyricist doubled down on his 2016 support for Donald Trump. He said, "I do love Donald Trump." Darden said during his conversation, explained how he and West had a conversation over the weekend on a myriad of topics. He later revealed how shocked he was to hear the venerated MC stand by his controversial stance and support Donald Trump. "Nobody really showed love for me when I was addicted to opioids and in the hospitals," West told Darden during their chant. The co-host of Darden's show, Rosenberg, chimed in on Twitter and voiced his opinion on the matter. "Biggest takeaway from Embro in the morning today, Kanye West is still an avid Donald Trump supporter. You can process that however you like, but if you're waiting for him to say bad about his Trump statements, don't hold your breath." You know, how does Donald Trump all of a sudden start turning rap upside down? Is rap turning, I guess, is the question. And that's what I want to know. Are we going to see the end in the demise of rap music, so-called rap music? Rap, it's not even music. Are we going to see the demise of that in the next 4 to 7 years or 8 years? I hope so. I hope so for our children's sake.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is Grievance Day, Grievance number 14. And you can see a copy of the grievance on agenda21radio.news. We put it up. It's pretty interesting. It talks about the First Amendment and what they're trying to do out here in California. Take away our First Amendment and take away your ability to buy or hold or possess a Bible. You get fined, apparently, by a new law that's out in California. Bet you didn't know that. First, they came for your guns. Right? First, they came for your guns. This is California now. Next, they're going to come for your Bible and other assorted things. That's really the story about this and this new bill that's out there. I mean, you know, who needs a Bible, right? Who needs guns? I don't. And who needs a First Amendment? What the heck are we talking about here? I think it's just ridiculous that we have this First Amendment business. Why should we have that? No. I'm going to do something. I'm going to break my protocol. I'm going to read this grievance because I think it's so important that people understand what's really, truly going on out here in the dictatorship of Jerry Brown and the monoparty system. It's a Marxist, Maoist movement. See, we have movements like, you know, Democratic Republic movements. Everybody wants freedom, right? Sure. Except Marxist and Maoist. Nah, they're not too big on the freedom thing. And certainly any God documents, forget. So, we actually have the grievance before us. I'm going to read the grievance to you because I think it's really important that you understand what I'm talking about. And now I'm not going to read all the first couple of pages here about what we're trying to do. But this, I want to get into the points of some of this so you understand what is at stake here in California and the rest of the nation. Because by golly gee whizzikers, this is going to happen to you guys out there in other states. So you best understand what's happening here. This is grievance number 14. Statement of facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical state government which fails to provide a Republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern border the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America. All caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator. Those are the statement of facts. Declaration of grievance. Now, I probably am not going to be able to get into a thorough explanation of this, but I'm going to let it sit and then maybe come back in the third hour, give you a better explanation, because I think it's really important. I think we're starting to see a pivot point in this whole thing with the Marxist leanings and full-on communism in California with a certain bill. It says, Declaration of Grievance. First Amendment of the United States Constitution states, now listen to this, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to assemble, peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The California monoparty system passed Assembly Bill 2943, which inserts provisions into the state's business and professions code that, quote, advertising, offering to engage in, or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual is a deceptive business practice subject to fines and penalties. Now, what this does is this. AB 2943 would prohibit a bookstore from, this is a quote from an article we did, prohibit a bookstore from selling a book in which a Christian author urges people to repent of sexual immorality, which is identified as including homosexuality, and to take their strength in the sacrificial love of Christ. That's from Romans 1:24. The plain and ordinary meaning of the words. Now, I put that in there because that's really constitutionally significant to understand. After several court decisions about the First Amendment and your First Amendment rights, the court considers the plain and ordinary meaning of the words used in any bill or anything thereof. So this is why I put this in here. The plain and ordinary meaning of the words used in AB 2943 will lead to the removal of all books from libraries, bookstores, that offer orthodox Christian teaching on human sexuality, including the Bible. First they came for your guns, people. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now, another part of this is, it used to be, back in the day, that the First Amendment was only applying to federal issues. And then later on, 14th Amendment said, no, it's got something to do with this. It further prohibits. Now, listen to what this is. The First Amendment's Establishment Clause further prohibits the government from making any law respecting an establishment of religion. This clause not only forbids the government from establishing an official religion, but also prohibits government actions that unduly favor one religion from another. Religious liberty is protected by the First Amendment against invasion by the nation, is also protected by the 14th Amendment against invasion by the states. So in other words, it used to be back in the day that the states didn't have to apply this treatment, but that's not the case with the 14th Amendment. Now the living embodiment of all policies totalitarian, the current California governor and the monoparty system is destroying the First Amendment rights of United States citizens living in California. Utilizing Marxist-Leninist and Maoist revolutionary tactics, the California governor, monoparty system, and local government officials support and celebrate these tactics as a means to introduce state atheism and destroy every American's constitutional right. That's the gist of this grievance. I want you to think about that. They're actually trying to destroy the First Amendment now. Now, you tell me it's not some sort of conspiracy theory out there. We're seeing conspiracy facts, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
My rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. So the 14th grievance has now been issued by the state of New California. Well, let's just remember that. 14th. The 14th grievance. Wow. And we only have, you know, we go to 40. Get it? I think it's kind of interesting. I think it's kind of substantial, don't you? Yeah, I mean, you know, 14, and we're at right now. That'll be read today. That'll be in the record. That'll be done deal. And we'll be moving right along. So, the 14th. So, the 14th. The 14th grievance of the 40 grievances. That's just absolutely amazing. And, you know, we are not. Listen, the content is all over the place. We could run hundreds of grievances every day of the, you know, for months. Well, I guess that's kind of what we're doing, but, you know, I don't know, maybe we should run more grievances than the 40. Maybe we should go up to 50 or 60 grievances to make the point. But I know one thing, we're going to be adding more counties. We have 15 counties that are reading today. 15 counties and counting. We'll be up to that 38 mark pretty close. We're going to also be bringing in two more counties in New California. Anyway, Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And like I say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.